Blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Numbers 23, 13 to 26. Numbers 23, verse 13 to 26. Then King Balak told him, "Come with me to another place. There you will see another part of the nation of Israel, but not all of them. Curse at least that many." So Balak took Balaam to the plateau of Zophim on Pisgah Peak. He built 7 altars there and offered a young bull and a ram on each altar. Then Balaam said to the king, "Stand here by your burnt offerings while I go over there to meet the Lord." And the Lord met Balaam and gave him a message. Then he said, "Go back to Balak and give him my message." So Balaam returned and found the king standing beside his burnt offerings with all the officials of Moab. "What did the Lord say?" Balak asked eagerly. This was the message Balaam delivered. "Rise up, Balak, and listen. Hear me, son of Zippor. God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? Listen, I received a command to bless. God has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. No misfortune is in his plan for Jacob. No trouble is in store for Israel. For the Lord their God is with them. He has been proclaimed their king. God brought them out of Egypt. For them, he is as strong as a wild ox. No curse can touch Jacob. No magic has any power against Israel. For now it will be said of Jacob, 'What wonders God has done for Israel.' These people rise up like a lioness, like a majestic lion rousing itself. They refuse to rest until they have feasted on prey, drinking the blood of the slaughtered." Then Balak said to Balaam, "Fine, but if you won't curse them, at least don't bless them." But Balaam replied to Balak, "Didn't I tell you that I can do only what the Lord tells me?" Let us reflect on the theme, the unchangeable promise of God. The unchangeable promise of God. In Numbers 23, 13 to 26, we find a powerful narrative where Balaam is brought by King Balak to curse Israel, but he instead delivers a message of blessing from God. Despite Balak's persistent attempts to alter the course of Israel's destiny, Balaam affirms the unchanging nature of God's word and blessing over his people. This passage richly illustrates the themes of divine faithfulness and the power of God's irrevocable promises. There are 2 questions for reflection. The first is about God's unchanging nature. Numbers 23:19 emphasizes, "God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind." Reflect on an instance in your life where God's unchanging nature provided reassurance during a period of uncertainty or change. How does understanding this attribute of God influence your faith and trust in his promises? The second is the power of blessing. Despite external pressures from Balak, Balaam could only proclaim what God instructed: blessings instead of curses. Consider a time when you felt pressured by external circumstances or opinions that contradicted God's promises in your life. How did you respond, and what was the outcome? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the assurance that no curse can touch those whom you have blessed and no adversity can alter your divine promises. Teach us to cling to your declarations over our lives, standing firm in faith, even when challenges arise. Lord, embolden us to be like Balaam, who despite facing great pressure, chose to obey your voice over the enticements and threats of earthly powers. May we always reflect on the wonders you have performed for us and proclaim your blessings with courage and with conviction. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.